And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half of hour number two here on this Tuesday, March 31st, 2026 edition. In speaking with Ian Murphy, there is a new poll out that just came out yesterday regarding the race for governor in the state of Michigan. And it's kind of interesting because we talked about the poll that was done a week ago. It came out last Monday, the 23rd. Well, new poll out. Republican gubernatorial candidate Perry Johnson's campaign released internal polling numbers after the Michigan Republican Party endorsement convention. Today, that being, of course, Monday, showing their candidate is within 5 percentage points of the presumed frontrunner, U.S. Congressman John James, for the GOP nomination, creating at this point basically a two-horse race. Back in early February, James was at 44%, well ahead of Mike Cox at 5%, Perry Johnson at 4%, Eric Nesbitt at 4%, and both Tom Leonard and Ralph Rebent at 2%. This was based on a poll that was done back in February. While a new poll concluding just before the endorsement convention, March 25th through the 27th, 600 likely Republican voters found John James down to 26%, Perry Johnson at 21%, with the other candidates barely moving from their single digits, and the undecided down to 42%. However, when voters were given a little more information on both Perry Johnson and John James, Johnson leads 29% to 25% for James. And the undecided drops to 33%. An example of what the narrative was in the discussion with the people being polled was not provided. They didn't share the additional information. However, what remains is that James' standing is basically based on name ID, not durable support. And with limited resources, James has little room to grow, but plenty of room to fail, fall down, said the pollster. 1892 polling company. Perry Johnson, on the other hand, has the resources to put the pedal to the metal, define his race, and consolidate Republican voters statewide. Michigan Republicans are not just considering Perry Johnson, they are coalescing around him. Well, the poll that was just done comes after the previous poll last week. It found Johnson was within striking distance of James due to his 14 $15 million advertisement by a network, cable, streaming TV, and radio. Fellow Republican candidate, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, is going to be holding a meet and greet in Mount Pleasant on Wednesday, April the 8th. That's going to be a week from tomorrow. Well, the interesting part of that, Eric Nesbitt has been increasing his TV advertising buys as well. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see where this polling goes and whether or not Perry Johnson will extend his ad buys after April 7th. Now, one of the candidates that was endorsed on Saturday, newly endorsed Republican Secretary of State candidate Anthony Ferlini, Home County Clerk, Registered of Deeds, got 55% of the delegate votes on Saturday. He's checking in on two key issues, namely voter fraud and absentee voting. MERS News Service reporter was walking with the two-time elected Macomb County Clerk Anthony Ferlini as he was working the crowd at the convention and was asked if he thought the current Democrat Secretary of State has ruined the department he now wants to run. Well, Ferlini said, whatever it is now, we're going to make it better. In Macomb County, we have one of the best services in the state. Time at our counters being clocked in at under 10 minutes. The time to get into the office is under 4. And you don't need an appointment online to get into the Macomb County Clerk's office. Well, turning to the complaints that President Donald Trump has had about previous elections, Ferlini was quizzed about absentee voting. It's all in the Constitution, Ferlini responded, based on the fact that the reformed-minded Michigan voters put it there by adopting a far-reaching election reform ballot proposal a couple of years ago. So the reporter asked him, so does that mean you want to change it? Ferlini, I'm not saying that. I think we need to look at it a little bit differently than we have. I think we can improve on it and do better. But getting rid of it or changing was followed up. Ferlini said, no, I just think we need better accountability. As far as the alleged fraud out there, Ferlini offered, I can't say for sure there is fraud, but I can tell you we definitely need better accountability. Well, Michigan Republican Party Chairman Jim Runstad applauded Ferlini's victory, noting that he has had hands-on experience as opposed to 4 years ago. Previous Republican pick candidate Christina Caramo for Secretary of State had no experience running a government office when she was nominated. She lost with only 42% of the vote. That was the lowest percentage by any major party Secretary of State candidate since Mary Lou Parks back in 1998. As far as the other candidate endorsed at the convention, Doug Lloyd for Attorney General. Well, the Democratic Attorney General's Association took their first line of attack against the new Republican nominee. Democratic Attorney General's Association said, quote, Doug Lloyd is too extreme for Michigan. He's out of touch with Michiganders and will put advancing Donald Trump's dangerous agenda over protecting the people of his state, said DAGA political director Vladdy Ash. There's no doubt that Doug Lloyd will do nothing to address the rising cost of living, nor will he have the best interests of Michigan's working families. He's soft on crime and will cater to bad actors and special interests. Come November, we will help elect an attorney general who actually cares about defending the rules of law, protecting Michiganders, and keeping this seat in Democratic hands, and keeping a GOP extremist out of the attorney general's office in Michigan. So the very first attack ad already coming out, statement I should say, coming out from the Attorney General's Association. Democrat Attorney General Association. Pretty interesting. Got a few other stories here lined up, a couple of text messages to get to. Let's see. Oh, there it is. Here. Dana over in Onaway earlier this morning wanted to purchase a copy of Rick Randall's book, Road Trip. So I sent him Rick's contact information, said call Rick to get an autographed copy. Officer Rick, off duty today, down in Livingston County, simple radio, loud and clear. Sherry Hogan sent me a post from X. That's an old story, Sherry, but I appreciate the information. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Got a couple of short stories that we're going to throw in here in this segment. Kind of interesting what's going on with the Michigan Supreme Court. They will not hear the appeal of high school parents and others wanting to ban 14 quote, sexually explicit, end quote, books at Rockford High School. In the order on Friday, the court said it was not persuaded that the questions presented should be reviewed by this court. Parents and Taxpayers Against Pornography in Rockford Public Schools, as well as two parents, identified as John and Jane Doe, sued the school district in 2023 to halt dissemination of materials they believe were sexually explicit and pornographic and harmful to minors. One challenged book, All Boys Aren't Blue, contains passages that read, "There you stood in front of me, fully erect, and said, 'Taste it.' And I remember the condom was blue and flavored like cotton candy," end quote, said the book. The book and others were advertised on a bulletin board in the hallway with the words, "Banned books are now available in this library." Will Kent County Circuit Court Judge George Guest dismiss the lawsuit back in October 2023? And in April of 2025, last year, the Michigan Court of Appeals agreed, holding that the parents were not directly affected, as they are former students or anonymous and therefore lacked legal standing. I guess using John and Jane Doe, they didn't want to use their personal names. But the judge used it as a way to toss out the case, claiming the anonymous didn't have legal standing. Unbelievable. Why would a public school library at the high school have this kind of material in there for the kids? Just Don't get it. Unbelievable. Got some other short stories. Kind of interesting. With just 3 weeks to go, 85 of the 110 House incumbents have either filed for re-election or have indicated to MERS that they plan to. Under the state's new term limit law, allowing House members to serve 6 2-year terms, nobody currently serving in the House is in a position to be pushed out of office by the previous Proposal 1 constitutional amendment. Also, a combined 14 House members have announced running for the state Senate. One is running for Congress, and 6 are declining to seek re-election without any immediate plans to seek another political office. 4 others were not able to be verified. So basically, 25 House members still haven't filed for re-election. 14 in the House announced plans to run for the state Senate. Let's see if there are any good Republicans I see in here. Oh, Doug Wozniak, Republican for Shelby Township. Ah, Gina Johnson, Republican in Portland. She's looking to run for state Senate. And Joseph Fox, Republican from Fremont. And lastly, Dave Preston, currently in the House from Cedar River. He's announced he's running for Ed McBroom's seat, the 38th state Senate seat. Kind of interesting. 6 who announced they're not running for re-election, no immediate plans for another office. Karen Whitsitt, the Democrat from Detroit. Joe Tate, former Speaker. And Brian Posmus, Republican from Rockford. Kind of interesting. MERS was not able to confirm plans for Ann Bowen, Republican in Brighton, and Timothy Bassan, Republican from Bay City. Final hour today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican.